Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something that always seems to spark some fun debate around this time of year?
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It's the age-old question of when is the right time to put up your Christmas decorations?
Right.
You know, we got this really interesting blog post from a listener and explore this whole topic from like every angle you can think of. You've got the tradition angle, you know, and the psychology and even like global customs around the holidays.
It's amazing how much there is to consider, you know, when you really start thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love how this blog post digs into the why behind it all. You know, it's not just about dates on a calendar.
Exactly.
It's like it gets to the heart of what we value about each holiday and how those values kind of clash a little bit sometimes, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So like the blog highlights this whole tension between, you know, what they call Thanksgiving purists, the folks who want to like savor every moment of gratitude before they even think about breaking out the Christmas decorations.
Right.
And then you've got the people who are like practically stringing lights before they've even finished handing out Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those houses.
Huh? Yeah, we all have. So what are your thoughts on that? Especially like considering the blog author's point about Thanksgiving really being centered around this idea of gratitude.
That's a really interesting point. You know, does having like an inflatable Santa on the lawn before you've even carved the turkey, does that somehow diminish the spirit of Thanksgiving?
Right. Like, does it take away from it in some way?
I think it really depends on, you know, how you view these holidays personally and what you really want to emphasize. You know, for some folks, starting early is all about like extending that feeling of warmth and joy that comes with Christmas.
Yeah, it's like they just want to stretch it out as long as possible.
Exactly. And, you know, the blog even touches on some of the psychological benefits of decorating early, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The blog post mentions things like nostalgia, creating a joyful atmosphere, and even like strengthening those community connections.
Right.
So it almost sounds like, you know, decorating early could actually be a way of boosting your mood. And maybe even spreading that good cheer to your neighbors, too.
Yeah, there's definitely a connection there to this concept of placemaking.
Placemaking.
Yeah, it's this idea that the way our surroundings are actually influences our emotions and our behaviors.
Oh, that's interesting. So, like, think about walking into a room and it's filled with those, like, warm, twinkling lights, and you get that scent of pine in the air. It's almost like you instantly feel a sense of comfort and happiness, right?
Right. It can really have a powerful effect.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the blog post actually gives this great example about a family that totally transforms their house into this winter wonderland, like right after Halloween.
Wow.
And for them, it's clearly way more than just decorations.
Yeah.
It's about creating that special atmosphere and upholding this, like, really cherished family tradition.
It sounds like for them, early decorating is this like really active way of shaping their environment to like bring about those positive feelings and strengthen those family bonds.
That's a great point. So it's not just about the decorations themselves. It's like what they represent, right?
Absolutely.
But, you know, the blog doesn't shy away from some of the potential downsides either, does it?
Right. It brings up that whole issue of consumerism and, you know, how this push to decorate earlier and earlier can actually lead to holiday burnout.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
What are your initial thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting because like the blog post suggests that while some people genuinely enjoy decorating early, there's this undeniable pressure from retailers who are like eager to kick off the shopping season like as soon as possible, right?
Right. Actually,
like I've definitely walked into a store the day after Halloween and felt totally bombarded with Christmas merchandise.
And it just makes you wonder, you know, I'm curious to hear more of your perspective on how this kind of aggressive marketing might be shaping our holiday experiences, you know?
Yeah.
Is it actually like changing the way we experience the holidays?
Yeah, that's a big question, isn't it? It definitely raises some important questions about, you know, are we actually enjoying the holidays more by like stretching them out? Or are we just getting kind of swept up in this frenzy of spending and this pressure to like do more and buy more?
Right. And like, as the blog points out, what happens to Thanksgiving in all of this? Does it just become like a pit stop on the way to Christmas?
Yeah, that's a valid concern for sure. It's a worry. Yeah. And the blog post really digs into that, you know, that maybe starting Christmas so early actually kind of dilutes some of the magic.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's like, you know, when you have dessert every day, it just, it stops feeling like a special treat.
Totally. You lose that excitement.
Exactly. Yeah. And the blog post talks about like there's a whole psychology to it, you know. We get exposed to something for too long and that novelty wears off and that sense of anticipation, you know, like waiting for something special.
The buildup.
Yeah. It kind of gets lost when it's just always there.
It's almost like we're being trained to think about the holidays as shopping and decorating.
Mm-hmm.
And not about like connecting with family or, you know, those deeper traditions.
That's a great way to put it. And the blog ties us back to that whole consumerism thing we talked about earlier, you know, like we're constantly seeing these ads telling us to buy more, decorate more, spend more.
Right, right.
And it can make you feel pressured to do all that, even if it's not what you really value, you know?
Yeah, it's like that whole keeping up with the Joneses thing. You see your neighbors with their crazy light displays and you feel like you got to do the same.
Exactly. And the blog argues that, you know, this marketing can really overshadow what the holidays are actually about.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, it's easy to get caught up in the perfect decorations and all that. Yeah.
Right. And the blog makes the point that those real moments you share with family, like, you know, the meals, the traditions, those are the things that make real memories.
Absolutely. It's not about the pile of presents or the perfectly decorated tree.
Right, exactly. It's about those genuine connections. And the blog highlights that, you know, while all that marketing pressure is out there, traditions still matter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And for some families, decorating early is a tradition.
That's a good point. And I think that's where personal preference comes in, right?
Definitely.
What feels right for one family might feel totally wrong for another.
For sure.
And that's okay. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's about finding what works for you and your family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The holidays are meant to be enjoyed, not a source of stress.
Couldn't agree more. But it can be tough to navigate all those different viewpoints, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do you balance honoring traditions and, you know, enjoying the season, but not getting swept up in the whole commercial side of things?
Right. Well, I think that's where being intentional comes in. Yeah. It's about making choices that align with your own values and traditions, you know? Not just doing what everyone else is doing.
So instead of getting caught up in this right time debate, it's about figuring out what feels authentic and meaningful for you and your family.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know what's cool? The blog actually offers some really helpful tips on how to do that.
Oh, perfect. I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah.
You know me, always looking for those actionable takeaways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you think? Like, what stood out to you in terms of finding that balance?
Well, the blog actually suggests kind of a hybrid approach.
Hmm.
It says instead of going all out right after Halloween or, you know, waiting till very last minute.
Right, right.
It's about finding ways to bridge the gap between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay, I like that. So what does that look like practically?
One idea the blog mentions is using decorations that can kind of transition from Thanksgiving to Christmas, you know?
Okay.
Like warm colors, you know, mm-hmm. golds, deep reds, natural elements, pine cones, evergreen boughs, things that feel festive but aren't specifically Christmassy, you know?
That's smart. So you're creating that warm, inviting feeling that works for both holidays?
Right, exactly. You get that sense of continuity without having to completely redecorate.
Makes sense, yeah.
And the blog also talks about, you know, gradually introducing Christmas elements as Thanksgiving goes on. Like maybe you start with some subtle twinkling lights or add a few festive things to your Thanksgiving table.
It's like easing into Christmas mode.
Yeah. Savoring each moment and letting the excitement build naturally.
I like that.
And then once Thanksgiving is over, you can like dedicate a specific time to putting up the rest of your decorations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make it a fun family activity.
Yeah, like hot cocoa, Christmas music, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. It becomes an experience instead of, you know, a chore.
I love it. So after looking at all these different sides of the debate, what do you think is the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think the biggest takeaway is that there's no single right answer, you know?
It's not about following the rules or doing what everyone else is doing.
Exactly. It's about making a choice that feels right for you.
Absolutely. So whether you're, you know, putting up the tree in October or waiting to the last minute, the important thing is that you're creating a holiday experience that brings you joy.
And that strengthens those bonds with family and friends.
It's about making the holidays your own, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
So as you're finishing up that last slice of pie, take a moment to think about what traditions and values are most important to you.
Love that. And no matter when you choose to decorate, we hope you have a wonderful and festive holiday season.
Absolutely.